Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Today we're going to ramble about rambling. I've come along to Christopher Nixon Optometrist and with the man himself, Christopher Nixon. Hello.
Hello there. Nice to see you.
And you. Now, we started that just by saying, I'm going to ramble about rambling, which is, as many people would say, my usual style on Stray FM anyway. But you went on a walking holiday recently, which is often known as rambling, and that's what's led us on to the subject today. So tell me a little bit about your holiday, Chris.
Well, that's very kind. We've recently spent a couple of days, well, most of a week in Scotland on the northwest coast, and we had a very pleasant time. The weather was very kind, but some of the walking we did brought home to me how important your vision is underfoot. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be so careful. We were on some fairly steep cliffs, and it was most important that I had clear vision when I was looking down. The thing is, there's sort of two age categories here, and we'll perhaps use you and I as an example. So the youth, as you are, generally speaking, if you need a prescription, you'll need one prescription, and that'll suffice and pull your vision into focus of both distance and near.
Okay.
As you get a little bit older, as I am, you'll need two prescriptions. One prescription sometimes for the distance, it might be zero, and a prescription for near, and they're two distinct prescriptions. And the issue is, when you have a near prescription, you can't see the distance, or you can't see where your feet are properly, and therefore walking about in those is a little bit tricky. We normally prescribe them in a bifocal or a varifocal format.
Which means what?
So the lens power changes as you descend. So if I was going to have my varifocals on, as I wanted to look at a near subject, such as a book, I would hold it into my lap, and the lens would be more powerful in the lower portion.
So how does that work for ramblers then?
Well, you'll see them usually going around with a map. I would need that lower portion of my varifocal to see that map or that compass clearly. So there I am, Beth, wearing my glasses. There's a problem with my contact lenses. I'm having to wear my glasses, oh dear. But my glasses are in a varifocal format, and if I wear my conventional varifocals, as I look down, there's a more powerful portion of the lens there, and that would blur as I look at my feet. I might put my foot in the wrong place, I might misjudge something, trip. The last thing you want is a sprained ankle or anything more serious than that. Mm. However, we've got some answers for those patients who can't wear contact lenses or don't want to wear contact lenses. They still need both visions, they still need their far vision, they still need their near vision for maps. And what we cleverly do, as you probably have guessed, is we move the segment, say a bifocal, to the upper portion of their glasses, somewhere where they'll rarely use.
So it's kind of like turning your glasses upside down, but you can actually put them on.
Yeah, and you still look quite sensible.
So looking, I'm just trying to picture myself on the side of a mountain then. So when I need to look down, because I'm walking down a hill and it's lumpy, that's when I've got my distance glasses on so I can see the lumps and the hills and my feet.
Yeah.
And to read a map, I would hold it further up so it's looking at the top of my glasses.
Yeah, so the distance prescription would be all below the eye line. But the segment, so you can read the map, and the compass, okay, for those people who still have a compass like me, would be in the upper portion, almost above the brow line. So you wouldn't notice it as you were walking around. We had an airline pilot who was he trained other pilots. And what he wanted, and we discussed with him, was a type of bifocal. We had a segment in the lower portion.
Yeah.
So you could see the instruments, but I don't know, the last time you were in the cockpit, did you notice there's instruments above their head?
There are, yes, yeah. You're right.
So they're focused, again, at what we call an intermediate distance, around about 60, 70 centimetres away, and we had a set up a spectacle lens, so we had that distance as well. So he was a very interesting subject, but we actually made those, we handmade those for him. We do like to sort of get involved with what the patient does in their life and in their work and try and solve their visual problems. And, you know, that we went to some lengths to that, but we enjoyed that process. You've heard me talk them up, bifocals and varifocals, and patients commonly wear those types of spectacle lenses after the age of 50. However, as the years go on and mobility becomes a bit more of an issue, the type of spectacles we have can be a problem as our mobility becomes impaired. Mm-hmm. So that's another issue that we often discuss with patients as they get a little bit older, and how we can help them. But generally speaking, we do tend to suggest they go back into a single vision lens, a distance lens, for walking around if their mobility is impaired.
If somebody wants to get in touch then with yourself, Chris, or another member of the team here at Christopher Nixon's, you're based in Stourbeck, just next door to the train station. Is it a case of just sort of ringing or popping in and making an appointment and having a chat about their specific situation?
It is, and for the time being, I'm not moving to the Isle of Skye.
Right, okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.